We're going to have several teachers throughout the weekend. And our first teacher tonight is originally from California. She was saved from there. And now is an integral part of this fellowship. She's a wife and a mother of two brilliant boys and a pretty brilliant husband, too. And she and her husband write and produce weekly teachings called micros that are broadcast over the airwaves. If you'd like to hear a micro every Wednesday morning, you can let Michelle know and she'll put you on the list. But they've done over 150 of these teachings. I love them every Wednesday morning. They're just a shot in the arm. She's also the founder of Finn & Co. Gifts, which is a company God-inspired, gifts that help kids in hospitals. She has invented a panda bear that is available, and they're moving all around the place slowly but surely. Finn & Co. Also, she's wise beyond her years. And some of that is because of all the stuff she's endured and pulled through. Her faithfulness in seeing God deliver is a great example to me. Ladies and gentlemen, Michelle Armstrong.
So I think this is our 19th, if I'm counting correctly. For those of you who know me, I'm Will Armstrong's husband, or wife, that's my husband. And we've been married for 10 years. This last year, 2019, marked 10 years for us. And one of the things we've learned in the last 10 years, that most of our fights can be attributed to expectations not being met. So whether we consciously or subconsciously have an expectation of each other that then isn't met, a row ensues. One of the biggest of 2019 was I was done putting James to bed, and I came out, and Will had a nice bowl of ice cream for himself, and mine was not there. So after a few glances and some passive-aggressive remarks, he made a milkshake, crisis averted, we made it to the 10-year anniversary. I find this to be true in the Christian community and our relationship with God as well. Many of us have ideas instilled of what the Christian walk should look like, what God is supposed to do for us, and what our lives should be like because we are, quote-unquote, believers. When those expectations are not met, we get hurt, mad, or sometimes endlessly confused. Many may even choose to walk away from the relationship because the idea in their mind was shattered and they can't reconcile their unmet expectations with what has actually happened in life. Seeing 2020, as Steve was saying, means perfect vision, right? Well, I would hate for you to walk away from this weekend thinking that you needed a perfect understanding of God, of everything in His Word, everything in this life, and everything that's happened to you, because you would certainly have unmet expectations. The reality is we can only know what we know. God is an infinite God, but the Bible has a Genesis and a Revelation. And if He doesn't say it in there or tell us directly, well, then the fact is we just don't know. So what are we supposed to do when our expectations are not met? Another way you could say is, what do we do on the other side of unanswered prayers? Well, first, we may have to adjust our expectations. John 16:33, and I'm going to be going through a few short verses, so you can look them up or you can just listen. God never promises that we won't have hardships in this life. In fact, it is quite the opposite. Jesus Christ told His disciples that they would have trouble in the world. In verse 33, "These things I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world." Our hope and our peace does not come from this world, if you haven't noticed, or from having an easy go of it in this world. It comes from Jesus Christ. His peace and the hope that we have knowing He has overcome this world. I do not understand much, I have come to realize. When I came to this realization, it kind of freaked me out, honestly, like a teenager figuring out her parents were right. But I realize God has never actually asked me to understand. He has asked me to trust Him. In Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6, says, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths." He asks us to cast our cares to him. Verse 7, "Casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you." He asks us to have patience or perseverance. In Hebrews 10:36, "For you have need of patience or perseverance, that you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise." He asks us to take comfort in him. "And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." And to give thanks in all things. 1 Thessalonians 5:18, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." I have to trust that God knows better than I do. The hard things in life are just that, hard things. And why? Well, if you ask me, no children present, right? Shit happens. But more eloquently put, I guess I would say that we are still in this world, and although the victory has already been won, it's not yet time to put down our shield and toast to that victory. We are not yet in heaven. While we are on this earth, things will still happen that we don't like. Even the Lord Jesus Christ himself had to do things he did not want to do when he was on this earth. In Luke chapter 22, verse 42, it says, saying, "Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done." We know what he's talking about, right? What he was about to do. He did not want to do it. But Jesus Christ always did the will of the Father. He had to go through something excruciating, terrible, something that maybe he didn't even completely understand. He could have asked why. He could have negotiated with God. But instead, he said, "Not my will, but thy will be done." Isaiah 55, verses 8 and 9 say, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." We may not like everything that happens to us during our time on this earth, and we certainly may not understand it all. But it is available to find peace with our questions, to ask why and maybe not get the answer right away, or even in this lifetime, but still have a peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Philippians chapter 4, verse 7, again, "And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." A couple of years ago, Will and I were going through something that we learned we had to stop eloquently curating our prayers with precision of asking God what we wanted him to do for us, and we just lied in bed and said, "God, please help." We stopped praying for specific outcomes and just simply asked that he would be there with us because we were at a loss. We know from his word that he never leaves us or forsakes us, so we know no matter what came next, our God would be there with us. We did not set expectations for God to meet for us. We just asked him to meet us where we were at and give us his help. I try to remember this now in the little things even. Allow God to work how he works instead of telling him exactly what I want him to do and then being disappointed when my ways aren't God's ways. Someone recently said to me, "It was exactly what was supposed to happen because it is what happened." I know this verges on some psychedelic 1960s stuff, but essentially for me, it meant it happened. You can't change it. Make peace with it. Trust your God and lean not on your own understanding. The next step from the verses is acknowledge him in all our ways and he will direct our paths. As we go into this new year, this new decade, I hope you can find peace sitting with your unanswered questions and walk in his path as you lean on him. Give those questions to God this weekend. Be okay if the answer isn't loud and booming and clear, but if it's a quiet, soft peacefulness in your heart. God bless. You are the best of the best. Mm-hmm. Up next, we have the man on the east side of our west side, or the west side of our east side fellowship, Mr. Randy Rourke.